Hello there. It's Claire. I just thought I've got a little bit of time because it seems like some bastards hacked one of my blogs. So I'm sitting here downloading it all, and I'll have to sort of upload the index.php file again. But at least I've got calls, so that's always good to know. So what I thought I'd do is go over some of the stuff I've been doing this morning, which is basically putting together a reputation management NetVibes dashboard, or be a number of them, for quite a large company that's got some sort of reputation issues. What I found was I come up against a few sort of issues with it, that because the search strings are anything between sort of 15 and 20 phrases and single words long, that it's been a matter of having to put the sort of the major sort of brand term and the rest of it within brackets. But this on occasion doesn't actually work. Been having a few issues with Google News this morning as well. And what I was doing is actually loading them up directly from basically grabbing, right-clicking on the RSS feeds and grabbing them and putting them straight into the dashboard within NetVibes, where you can add, you can actually just add the feed. I found that that's been a little bit temperamental recently. So I found a little sort of hint that I thought I'd pass on, because most RSS feeds, when you're doing a search sort of anywhere, will give you an option to upload it into your reader, whatever that might be, Yahoo. In this case, I'm using Google, and it's very easy to actually to do this, because all you have to actually do is run a search on using. This is mainly for primarily for much longer search strings, because I think that's when it gets more difficult. So say you've got a search string of a number of different things. You go and run a search, say on on Topsy, if you're searching for Twitter mentions, or you might just and I find it always easier to actually run the search within the actual search engine. So you might want to run a search within Google Blogs, not actually just within Google and then clicking on blogs. I find that it does respond differently. I think it's because maybe it has to sort of go, and sorry for my ignorance here, I'm guessing it has to go into files. It just sort of seems to confuse the RSS feed. So within Google, if you search for Google Blogs or Google Video, or wherever you want to run the search, go to that actual page. Drop in the search string, however long that might be. I've literally just been using Boolean search, which has a tendency to work sort of across most of the networks. I'll explain another thing where how I've come across others that don't work, how to deal with those. But so really easy. Do a search, say on Google Blogs. Very, very simple. Then sort of at the bottom of the page or the side, you usually see sort of add to RSS. Exactly the same on Topsy, exactly the same on many things. If you find that there isn't one, you can add sort of an RSS addition to Mozilla or Firefox. Generally, I use Firefox for every kind of searching, but it may be that you use Chrome and it has its own extension. Then basically, when you add it to Google Reader Office, it'll come up with it'll actually come up with your you do you want to subscribe? You click subscribe now. Then it'll actually drop into your subscriptions tab, and every single time, what you do is do all of your searches. So you've got all of these subscriptions, down the side, and then when you want to transfer all of these over to NetVibes, what you do is you go up to settings at the top, go to reader settings, go to import export, and then where it's got export your subscriptions, export them as an OPM file. What I've done is just save those to my desktop. And then you go across to NetVibes, and then within NetVibes, I would normally just add them all onto one.